Nigel Ferry, congratulations. Is it a great night? The lights are on, big crowd in place.
Ah, yeah, it's going well so far, Dermot. We're delighted, you know, the turnouts, and we're very grateful to Harps for coming down here tonight as well, you know, so for the first match under the lights in the new Ballyar. So all good so far, yeah.
Well, tell me, I mean, Ballyar was always a fine facility, Nigel, one of the best pitches in the county, but it did need a lot of work, didn't it? And when you look out there now with the lights and the pitch looking as well as it does, it's a fantastic facility.
It is. It's probably this progress. Project has been going on this last 2 or 3 years, Dermot. It's not finished yet, but it's 90% of the way there. We started 2 years ago, and we started with the pitch, and William Coyle from Pitch Dimensions laid the pitch, laid the foundations for us, and we kind of built from then on, you know. And then we were fortunate enough last year, through the help of Minister Joe McHugh, to secure sports capital funding for the floodlights. So we got the pitch done, and then we got the floodlighting done, and then this summer we finished it off with Owen Rogers from Rogers Fencing putting the perimeter fence around it, and again William Coyle doing the concrete work around it as well. So yeah, it's shaping up, but it's what a county facility should be, there. But you know, you have to set those kind of standards for your county facilities, you know.
Yeah, and credit to the league's executive, because this has been top of the agenda, this work. This has been the priority now for this last couple of years, and by the looks of things, Nigel, you have delivered the goods.
Yeah, well, you know, we've a good executive here. Everybody works together, everybody does a good job, everybody rows in behind each other, you know. And we're just, you know, basically trying to fulfil and set out things that our clubs demand of us as well. And we're putting pressure on clubs this last 10 years to improve their facilities, so it's only right that we do likewise if we're going to preach to them about having good facilities. We have to make sure our own are in top notch as well. So we're delighted it all came together, and we've got an awful lot of backing from the clubs as well, Dermot, down through the years. They've been 110% behind this project as well, so we need that support.
Okay, and finally, the official launch of the league taking place last night at Ballyar, big crowd in attendance as well, so plenty to look forward to, Nigel, not only the new facilities here at Ballyar, but hopefully an exciting season up ahead.
Yeah, well, we launched here last night. We had our sponsors and a lot of the media guys down here last night. We had a good night with the delegates, and it was kind of informal enough, but it's nice, and it's good to, you know, reward our sponsors and thank them for the work they do, because we wouldn't be able to run leagues without sponsorship, and we have some very, very loyal sponsors down through the years. So we're delighted they're on board again, and yeah, all set for a new season, and we're hoping that it'll be as tense and as tight in every division as it has been in the last number of years. So it's looking good for a good hard battle, and every division's very tight to call, and that's the strength of the league, I think.